Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what shall we talk about today? You know, I was just thinking, I have a favorite kind of thing that every once in a while I'm reminded about words. Words that are used for groups of animals or insects or groups of what, or could I guess even be people. You know, zoologists and semanticists, don't you like that word? Have a lot of fun collecting and using the archaic words or just words that kind of people make up, I think, on the spot, but use them to describe groups of animals or birds or other kinds of crawly things. And most of these words are, you know, pretty picturesque rather than using the thing, you know, what do you use to call a group of cattle? A herd. A group of horses? A herd. A group of almost any other animal with four legs, not all, but those that you're most familiar with would be a herd. And if you're talking about chickens or robins or other kinds of birds, you probably call them a flock. Or maybe you use the word school to talk about fish. Well, to me, this is fascinating, the use of words. I think it's somebody's kind of creativity that's come up with some of these words. And I just think it's kind of fun. So maybe nothing you'll ever use. But on the other hand, maybe in a conversation, you could just throw out a different word for flock or herd or crowd and surprise somebody and say, where did you hear that? So again, I wanted to start out with what all is a herd? Well, it might be a herd of moose, a herd of giraffes, a herd of elephants, a herd of elk, but one that's not that four-footed one with fur. There's also a herd of walruses. But what about some of the other kinds of names that you might come up with? Ones that are those creative, descriptive kinds of words that somebody decided to call the group and got it put down on paper or in the computer. So you could make up your own word, too. You wouldn't have to stick with what somebody else has come up with. So I just kind of wanted to go over some of those. And by the way, I've had a list from a long time ago in a book about animals and so on. Wasn't National Geographic. It was another book. But that's where I first got a hold of this, was in this book, and just had a really short list. And one of them on that list that I think is just great, instead of a group or a flock or something else you might call lots of butterflies, well, some folks call them a glitter of butterflies. I just think that's so descriptive. Fun to say, a glitter of butterflies. And then, because that list was pretty short, I thought, I wonder if anybody else has collected those kinds of words. Sure enough, go to my computer and doing a search, words for groups of animals. Whole long list comes up. So you don't have to go to your computer and do that, because I want to share some of those with you today. So kind of going down the alphabet a bit, what would you call a group of apes? Well, you might call them a crowd or a group, but another one you might call them is a shrewdness of apes. Doesn't that kind of go along with what you think of the personality? Or you might call for baboons, you might call them a congress. Does that make them smarter than the apes? Because the apes are shrewd, but the baboons are in congress. Or maybe not, depending on how you define the word congress. How about beavers? A lodge of beavers. Doesn't that make sense? They build those lodges. A lodge of beavers. And what do you call a group of bees? Most of the time, I'd say we call them a hive. But you might also call them a flight. A flight of bees. Doesn't that make sense? How about that, I'm going back to herd, and we'll use that several times. A herd of buffalo, yeah, that pretty much describes what you would call a group of buffalo. And we talked about a herd of cattle, but you might also call them a drove of cattle, a team of cattle, a yoke of cattle, if you really put them into a yoke. So there could be several words to use there. What about cats? It's a long list of how you might describe cats. And for some of you, you would call them furry and warm. And for some of you, you would call them a nuisance. But, and for kittens, you might call them, you know, if you had 3, 4, 5 new kittens, you might call them a litter of kittens. But some people call them a nuisance of cats. So some of you would agree with that. Or a kindle of cats. Or a doubt, D-O-U-T, of cats. What about wild cats? Same, that same category. Some people call them a destruction of cats. And some of you have had cats that kind of ruin some furniture, might call your house cats a destruction of cats. What about, and I'm going to skip around with some of the birds. I think those are really kind of interesting. A charm of hummingbirds. Well, they're charming to watch until they start fighting. If you've watched hummingbirds, they love to fight with each other. And so maybe we'd need to come up with a different name. But just seeing how beautiful they are, a charm of hummingbirds. Blue jays, might call them a band, might call them a party, but you might call them a scold of jays. Or how about an exultation of larks? Or jubilation of skylarks. Now, this is one of my favorite ones, too, a jubilation of skylarks. And what about lizards? Not something we see around here a lot, and probably you don't want to see a group of lizards. But if you did, you might call them a lounge of lizards. And some of the lizards just kind of hang out until you scare them, and then they, of course, run away very quickly. How about kangaroos? Again, something you're probably not going to see a group of very often, but you might call them a troop of kangaroos, or a smack of jellyfish. So some of these, you know, you just don't even have the opportunity to see those crowds and come up with a name. But, you know, if you did, if you see an unusual group of something, put your own name on it. That's how all of these came about. How about an army of caterpillars? Or we might talk about, let's talk about mules. Those might be something that you'd be more familiar with. Ordinarily, you might call them a herd. Or another common name would be a pack. But other names are a rake of mules or a span of mules. And back to the birds, how about a watch of nightingales? Just love these names. But again, they're creative and descriptive. Okay, do you have raccoons around your home, out in your yard? Well, if they're little ones, you might call them a nursery. But here's my favorite, a gaze of raccoons. And having had an experience where I had 2 baby raccoons with their paws on my front kitchen door, because it's a low glass, gazing into my kitchen, yes, a gaze of raccoons seems to fit. How about ravens? You know, we have the books and the stories about ravens. Well, maybe you would call them a storytelling of ravens. And a couple of big animals, rhinoceroses. How about a crash of rhinoceroses? And elephants, well, they might be called a herd, or because they often are in walking along, you see them in movies and so on, you might call them a parade of elephants. Or maybe you want to call them a memory of elephants to describe the group. How about frogs? That's something I don't know that I'd ever come up with a word to describe. But this piece of information, like I say, this is just something people put together. There's really not a right or a wrong kind of thing here. But how about a skulk of foxes? And then I was talking about frogs, an army of frogs or a colony of frogs. Okay, some others that I think are kind of fun. We talked about earlier that you might talk about a herd of giraffes, but how about a tower of giraffes? Doesn't that sound descriptive? You might talk about a herd of goats. But maybe more description would be a trip of goats. or we talked about a herd of horses. Maybe you would call them a troop of horses. And a herd of swans might be called a flock or a bevy. Or you could have a flight of swallows or a charm of goldfinches. Lots of words. Make up your own. Have a fun time with your kids and your grandkids thinking about how you might describe a crowd of any kind of animal, insect, or whatever. Just a whole lot of fun. So until next time, this is sort of a group of your friends. Well, the friends are the chocolate chips of life.